Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome to Mortal and Strong, the podcast, where each episode we share the interview from one of the voices from our project. Each episode we will be discussing one area of women's health from a real human who is sharing their story to help others. To learn more about the Mortal and Strong project, please visit our website, www.mortalandstrong.com. And now for today's episode. Hi everyone, and welcome to our very first chat. This is going to be a podcast and YouTube, but it's for a very exciting project called Mortal and Strong.
I'm so excited. It feels so ridiculously bizarre.
We're here.
Finally here. This little seed that started many years ago.
And we'll obviously explain a little bit more about the project, but first we're just going to introduce ourselves. So I'm Laura Milton Hughes. I am 35 years old, and I actually live with secondary breast cancer. And so this project is all about women and things that women go through. And so I'm really honoured to have actually been invited. So this wasn't my, I'm not the brainchild behind this. This is lovely Liz's work, but we are both so excited that this project is coming together. And I can't wait to kind of get my hands into what we're doing. And that'll be obviously explained in a little while.
Yeah, so this started as a seed many years ago. So I'm Liz Murray, I'm a doctor. I'm 36, and as well as being a doctor, I've had lots of fertility issues and lupus, and after a run of miscarriages and then having a son born premature, my brain snapped and had horrendous postnatal depression. And during that time, it was only through support groups and hearing from other women who'd gone through that journey before me and who had found the strength. They were kind of encouraging all these other women who were at the start of that horrible place, and they were encouraging them, saying, you will get strong, you will find a strength that you never knew you had. And I remember at the time thinking, no, that won't be me, I'm not strong, that won't be me. And looking back, it was only as I started to recover, I realised, oh my goodness, if I could have seen and heard from myself at that start, if I knew the person that I was going to become, would have helped so much more to realize, to have that trust, to know, yeah, you can get through it. It's going to be tough, but you will get through it. And
that's where we connected as well, wasn't it? Because I do a huge amount in the secondary community with a few different things. So I do a lot of volunteering work for charities. I set up Secondary Sisters, which is a community group, which is online, and we do now in-person events because of that. Because, you know, I felt very alone. I was diagnosed initially with breast cancer at 25, and then it came back as secondary breast cancer, which is then classed as incurable, when I was 28. And there's a huge amount of issues around living with the disease. You know, there's all the medication you're on, and all of those have different side effects, things like losing my fertility. And being at that age, you know, all your friends are going off, they're getting married, they're having babies, they're career driven. And there's me going, none of that now applies. And I was really struggling finding someone like-minded. And, you know, your friends try to understand, they'll say they want to help, but, you know, it's not their fault. They can't, you know, they can't be that person to go, I get it, because they don't.
Unless you hear it from someone who does get it. As much as all the will in the world, someone can offer words of encouragement, but for some reason you struggle to hear it unless it's from someone who genuinely does know and has been there. And
well, even people within the medical team, you know, they know the medical side of what you're going through, but actually then when it comes to the physical, you know, the emotional, the everything else, like, they don't understand fully. And it's just so that, yeah, this project is, it's going to be incredible because it's going to bring together people from all different walks of life with all different, you know, illnesses and problems that affect women. And we're just so excited to not only meet these women, hear their stories, but also it's really special because we're not just doing this, are we? We're doing a lot more than just the podcast. So we will be interviewing, and I mean, it's grown hugely, but we've got 100 women that we are going to be interviewing over the course of a year, which is amazing, which will all lead to an exciting project, which we're really hoping to launch properly on International Women's Day next year.
Women's Day 2025, that's what we are aiming for.
So talk to us a little bit about the other side of it, because I know, Liz is also an artist, not just a doctor.
I know, so I've spent most of my life navigating two weird careers that didn't seem to work together. I was a doctor and also a dream of being a full-time artist. So for a long while I was doing artwork on the side, and
she painted a picture of my dog. That's how we met.
About seven years ago
when my Tilly was a real puppy.
Yeah. And your hair was just beginning to grow back.
Yep.
And I told you now, I remember you looked like Julie Andrews in Sound of Music. And
I love her.
And you, this stunning woman walked towards the event that I was at. And I thought, she's rocking that hair. That hair is amazing. And we just got talking and I felt like I'd known you for years. And then I painted your dog and we've kept in touch.
And then out of the blue last year, was like, would you like to help me with a project that I'm doing?
Laura's very good at talking and being in front of the camera, and I get a little bit because of lupus, I get brain fog, so I sometimes find it hard to articulate what I'm trying to say.
I'm gonna have chemo brain, so we're gonna be great together.
I'll send Laura voice notes at 3 a.m. rambling these ideas.
Yeah,
don't reply now. So I've been an artist, and after COVID I shifted my focus and wanted to use art for good, and I realized that so many people were struggling, and we have developed a culture in Britain of just saying that we're fine and not talking about what's really going on.
And yeah, so, that dreaded, how are you? I'm fine.
How are you?
I'm fine.
It shuts the conversation down. One of the women said in an email that she hates it because she said it shuts the conversation down. As soon as you say I'm fine, there's no room to go deeper than that, and
you can be fine.
If you're fine, great, but if you're not fine, that's also great. Mm-hmm. And so for the last few years my artwork has become focused on addressing health issues and trying to send messages out and educate and raise awareness. And the seeds for this project started 5 years ago when I was in the midst of postnatal depression, and then last year I thought, no, do you know what, the time is right, I want to do this. I knew it was a big project. That's why it took me so long from having that idea, and spent a lot of months preparing for this day. And we've been overwhelmed with the support. So the vision of bringing the art in is, it's not enough to just interview people and ask them, but doing the podcasts and doing the videos, but then also bringing in artists who also want to use their art for change, and some women who are going through these issues who are also artists, giving them the chance to show visually in another way the raw and deep truths and messages that they want to get across. There's nothing like connecting with a painting and seeing something that just cannot be articulated with words alone. And
each artist will have it their own kind of concept, won't they? And be able to tell that person's story, whether that is through, you know, portrait or abstract or something completely different, but it represents what that person has gone through. And what we also want to do is, you know, we are both positive people and we want to find that inner strength in everybody. And most people we know who are going to be coming on board with this project have been through something very life-changing. And if we can then capture, you know, the rawness of what they've been through, but with the beauty of the strength and the power that they've found in coping, and it's not getting over, because there's many diseases and illnesses that people live with long term, like myself and like Liz, you know, we're not going to lose that in our lives. But what we do find is we find that sort of inner strength to be able to speak about it, or to sort of crack on with life, or it gives us a purpose, you know.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I would prefer not to have secondary breast cancer, but I look at it now as like, it has given me so many gifts. It's given me the friendships, the community, it's given me projects, it's given me lots more empathy around people, and just capturing, you know, that essence is going to be so important in the project, because we want to show there is strength and women are so strong, you know, hence we've said mortal and strong, because we can be invincible. Like, if we just put our minds to it, you know, life can take so many unexpected turns, but if you can somehow find a way of picking yourself out of the hole and looking up at the sky and just saying, I'm alive, I'm here. How can I make my life better, but in turn also help others? And that's where I think for me, it's been really strong, is the want and the need to use my diagnosis to help, to support others, and to just to be. So yeah, I think it's going to be such an incredible year, I would say, this year, this project.
Yep. Because I know for me, if it had not have been for the strength of other women, because those women didn't need to be in that support group, because they'd recovered and they've moved forward. And at the time, I kept thinking, why are they still in this support group, listening to people like me moaning, being miserable? Why are they still here? And I now get it. They had a genuine need, and realizing it's paying it forward, you know.
Because, but also for them, it's helping them, I think, because they are still in contact with people. And I think sometimes we are very quick to kind of say, okay, you're better now.
But I don't think you ever are.
But you're always going to be changed. Like, your normal life, however, you know, whether that is through baby loss, whether that is through some sort of depression or mental health illness, whether that is something physical that you haven't ever done, but it's, you know, you can't change. And
you won't be the person you were before. And that was the other important aspect of this, is that we realised that, you know, when you get given a diagnosis, you immediately think all your vision that you had for yourself, you can see
it's your path, isn't it?
It's gone. Yeah. Everything that you thought you were going to be, everything you thought you were going to do, has just suddenly been snatched away from you. And so, as well as dealing with the real medical aspect and the pain and the medication, you're also going through like a self-identity crisis in a way, where you need to re-find yourself and come to terms with the fact that you might not be who you were before, but the point of this is showing it's not necessarily a bad thing. You can still be strong, and acknowledging that we are mortal, we are all going to die one day. Disease and ill health does affect people who are young, but you can still be strong. It's not the end. and we need to hear from each other and everyone around us to know that, yeah, it happens to more people than we realize. Mm. But you do get through it.
Absolutely. This is going to open up so many conversations. And, yeah. You know, we are looking at doing in March next year an exhibition, a huge exhibition of the artwork, of the stories, of the models, you know, everyone that's involved, plus more. And we are also hundreds of people, we hope. But we really, really want to help charities that support mm-hmm. all these people. So the idea behind the artwork as well is there will be money at the end raised for the charities that support, you know, all these different types of illnesses for women. And so, yeah, we've got such an amazing vision, and
yeah,
we can't wait to crack on with the interviews with all our volunteers that
there's
are coming in to do
stories. There's people coming. There's someone from Australia who's
coming,
making a detour, interview. Having to do a detour and stopping by in Norfolk to film. And we're going to be going around the country to try and capture. We don't want to turn anybody away, so we're trying our best over the next few months to get where we can to film everybody in person with photography, doing photo shoots and working with artists, giving emerging artists the opportunity to get involved and produce this major channel of photography, artwork, podcasts, all sharing these important messages of strength. And it's incredible that we're here and it's beginning. And
And we want to, I mean, firstly, just say a huge thank you as well to the Norfolk Farmhouse, who have this gorgeous place we have actually been sponsored by to be able to do our podcasts and our interviews from here. But if you are someone out there that wants to get involved,
yes,
wants to support, wants to be part of the project, please make sure you head over to our Instagram page, which is Mortal and Strong. We also have an email address. We've got a website. And let us know how you can help or be part of it if you would like to, because, you know, this is a collective project. It's something that we want the community to feel that they are part of also.
And
we really just can't wait to do more. So, you know, if you've found what we've said interesting today and you would like to carry on watching it, being part of it, hearing more, then, you know, subscribe to the podcast channel, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and come and join us, because we've got, as we say, some incredible stories that we're going to be launching. We're aiming to do 2 a week a whole year. So there's going to be plenty to listen to.
100 voices.
2
a week, and lots of other stuff going on in between, and with the artwork and everything else. So yeah, follow us on all the social media channels.
Make sure you
like and subscribe. It sounds so corny and cliche, and I can't believe I'm sat here saying that. But
it really does make a difference.
It makes a huge difference of getting the message out there and pushing it to other people who might not have heard of us yet. And if you want to be a voice or want to know more, then please get in touch. And it's without the venues helping host us and host the women for these interviews. You know, it makes it so much easier. So we're very grateful to any venues and places that want to help us on the way.
Amazing. Well, should we wrap up our first interview?
That sounds good.
And we will say goodbye for now.
Yes.
But we will be back with you very soon for our first special guest.
Yes.
Which we cannot wait for.
Voice number one is on its way.
Voice number one. So thank you. And we'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Mortal and Strong podcast. If you want more information about today's voice or how to get support on any of the issues we've discussed today, please head to our website www.mortalandstrong.com. And remember, click subscribe, find us on all social media platforms, and to find out ways of how to support what we are doing or more information on the project, head to our website. Thank you for listening.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.